Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, told you that this is a small picture, big picture kind of show. We talked about the small picture and the game yesterday. Thanks a lot. I feel bad, man. Brian called up. He made some great points. And that's what this show's about, though, Brian. It's all good, buddy. You're free to call back anytime. We can have the discussion. And I, by the way, Brian, if you're still listening to Arcade, I 100% agree with you that you can have this. Like, the way they approach the wide receiver position is very much a discussion point and debate, no doubt about it. That was the big picture of, like, when he called up and said it's more of a philosophy or organizational philosophy. And I'll be the first to tell you, they just don't want to spend. I mean, they didn't want to spend, you know, whatever, $20+ million on Stephon Diggs. At some point, they're going to have to either spend that kind of money in a free agent or use even higher assets to bring younger guys in. But I'll still push back that I think they've done a nice job of developing Khalil Shakir, although I agree that he probably could have played and done a nice job early in his career. There's still a learning curve. I mean, Taron Johnson said a few weeks ago, he said it wasn't until his third year in that he really felt comfortable playing at this level, at the NFL level, and look what he's doing now. So I do think you have to give some space for the fact that they've done that. But, yeah, I mean, that's just one guy, and they haven't had an opportunity, I guess, to develop a lot of those younger, smaller, faster guys, like you say, because it's not just because it goes hand in hand with the philosophy of not drafting them early on. But anyway, Brian, thanks for the call. I appreciate that. And that's what this show is about. We always appreciate the phone calls at 803-0550. All right, I told you it's a big picture kind of day as well. Let's look at where the Bills are now in the standings. 8-2 for the first time in 31 years. I think that's remarkable. 1993 was the last time the Buffalo Bills were 8-2. And with that 8-2 record, they are now, what, 5 games up on the New York Jets, who yesterday lost to the Arizona Cardinals. The New York Jets are definitely not a not having the season that people thought they would. At one point, they were the actual favorites to win the AFC East. 31-6, the Cardinals. By the way, we're having a nice season, and I think playing even better than people anticipated at this point. Not going to go through every single game in the league, but we all know the ones that mattered yesterday to the Buffalo Bills, including the Kansas City Chiefs beating the Denver Broncos 16-14 on a walk-off blocked field goal attempt as the Broncos. It was a chip shot, basically. The Steelers, gonna take them a little seriously now, as Joe DiBiase said today, Sneaky Joe, and I think that's right. 28-27 over the Washington Commanders. They come back late. The Commanders, they did a nice job of the Commanders' offense, but yet the Commanders' offense still was able to squeeze 27 points and get to 27. Steelers now at 7-2. That AFC North is a bear. It really is. You can look at the AFC East and say, worst division in football. Maybe it is, considering Jets, Patriots, Dolphins. Look at the AFC North. Steelers, Ravens, Bengals, Browns pulling up the rear, but I mean, even them, they're a tough out with their defense, the way they can play sometimes. But either way, Steelers, Ravens, and Bengals especially at 7-2, 7-3, 4-6 for the Bengals after their loss to the Ravens on Thursday Night Football this past week. Elsewhere, a couple other games that mattered to the Bills yesterday. The Chargers and the AFC go to 6-3. Now, could the Chargers possibly, you know, beat the Chiefs when they play on a night game Sunday night in Kansas City, December 8th? Maybe. I think that their defense is good enough to be able to kind of hold them in it, but we'll see. But the Chargers, in the meantime, 6-3 in the AFC West. They beat the Titans 27-17. And then last night, holy cow, the Houston Texans blow a lead, 23-3 they're up. Jared Goff throws 5 picks, and the Lions win. You remember the Monday night game where Tony Romo threw five picks and the Dallas Cowboys still beat the Bills? It had so many of those same feels with how they came back in that game. The Lions win 26-23, knocking the Texans down to 6-4. The Texans still get frustrated by them beating the Bills and how they beat the Bills and how that game went, because I don't think they're necessarily – they're a good team. C.J. Stroud is good, but I don't think they're the level of these elite teams in the AFC, and I do consider the Bills among one of those teams. AFC race right now overall, you're looking at Kansas City with the one seed. That's not going to change no matter what happens next week, even if the Bills beat them. Bills with the two seed. Pittsburgh as the North leader at the three seed. Texans with the four seed as the South leader. And then it's Ravens, Chargers, Broncos in the 5-6-7 wild card spots. All right, let's get to sit up, stand down. Hey, buddy, can we sit up? You got to sit up right now on the New England Patriots maybe being a tougher out than they originally seemed. I'm not saying they're going to come into Buffalo and win or beat the Bills at their place, but they're not playing bad football. Two of their last three games they've won. They've beaten the Jets and the Bears now over the last couple of weeks. They do have the Rams, the Dolphins coming up. We'll see. They don't play the Bills until late December, two out of three games. But I think that they're a tougher out than a lot of people are giving them credit for right now, the New England Patriots. And as much as it seemed like, oh, my God, Bills walk over, maybe the Bills just trounce them. I don't know. But defensively, they've allowed 3 points yesterday, 20 points to the Titans, 22 to the Jets. They're playing a little bit better defensively. I'm going to sit up on the New England Patriots being a maybe tougher out than a lot of us thought they would be. Standing down, I don't know. We can go so many ways on standing down this week. How about standing down on the Panthers having the number one overall pick where it looked like they would? Let me tell you right now where the NFL draft is headed as far as top picks. You know where the Panthers are after yesterday's win? Let me see. Let me find them down here. Hold on. Carolina Panthers, 10th. They're picking 10th after they were number one for weeks and weeks. The Jacksonville Jaguars would have the number one pick in the draft right now. Then it's the Giants, then the Titans, then the Browns, then the Vegas Raiders. Miami right there in that list. If they lose tonight, the Miami Dolphins would be in that group. Right now they would hold the number six pick. Speaking of Miami, they play tonight against the L.A. Rams. Interesting game. I want to see how good the Rams are tonight, because I think the Dolphins are still trying to fight for their season. We'll see if Tyreek Hill plays in this game. I don't know if there's been any reports on that. We'll see how good maybe the Rams are tonight. The 4-4 Rams getting healthy again. Do they just blow the Dolphins away in L.A.? Because then I'm like, ooh, that Bills-Rams game looks really tough right now. Or do the Dolphins go in there and show, yeah, you know what? We can hang with the Rams. We can beat them even if the Dolphins win. I kind of feel a little bit better about the Bills and Rams situation, because I think that is a very interesting game for me right now to look at and going forward. All right, let's get to my buddy. Who's my buddy this week?
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents.
Hey, buddy.
Dudes, you know this dude?
What's up, dude?
Hey, buddy.
Bunny, sit down.
Who's my buddy this week?
I'm your buddy, guy! He's your guy, friend! I'm your friend, buddy!
On WGR.
Blue, you're my boy!
Sports Radio 550.
I am blown away whenever I go to a road city and see so many Bills Mafia out and about. But man, Indy, you guys crushed it. And I just want to say, make my buddy, all the people that said hello when I went downtown to hang out with the Fans of Buffalo party at Tin Roof downtown. So many of you were just so gracious and awesome to come up and say hi and say you listen to WGR. You listen to the Extra Point Show. You listen to the podcast. It's always game day in Buffalo. Meet Matt Bove. So cool to see so many people out there and taking pictures with people and celebrating a great time to come together. Buffalo is... Bills Mafia truly is. It truly is a family that people see out there. But thank you so much to all of you who welcome me into your lives every day. I just want to say it's amazing to me. I'm so blessed and privileged to kind of be in this position to talk about the Bills, do what I want for a living and what I've loved to do my whole life and wanted to do. But to be able to see that response from people, had a great time at Tin Roof downtown Saturday night. Went out there, had a nice dinner. Went out, said, you know what, I'm gonna hit the Fans of Buffalo party at Tin Roof downtown, and you guys brought it, and you were so awesome, and there were so many other places and parties that were going on, but you were my buddies this week, Bills Mafia, and you showed up yesterday. Check it out, the video I posted at Sal Sports from yesterday at the end of the game on the field and the crowd, I should say, just cheering on their Bills, their Buffalo Bills. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. Brian Coles, you're going to join me to hand it off to Sabres pregame. We'll talk about that game. and wrap up the Bills beating the Colts 30-20 yesterday in Indy.
Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.